U.S. discussing options to acquire Greenland, including use of military, says White House. Trump says Venezuela will be turning over up to 50 million barrels of oil to U.S. Opposition leader Machado says she should be in charge of Venezuela. Russia sends Navy ships to guard oil tanker being pursued by U.S. forces. UK and France to send troops to Ukraine, if peace deal agreed. Aldrich Ames, CIA agent who sold secrets to the Soviets, dies aged 84. Six dead and hundreds of flights canceled as snow causes chaos across Europe. Lego unveils tech-filled smart bricks to play experts' unease. Iran anti-government protests spread to majority of provinces, videos show. Children killed after drone hits home in Sudan, medics say. Zelensky replaces Ukraine's powerful security service chief. Swiss ski bar not inspected for 5 years before deadly fire. Mayor says Macron hosts Ukraine and allies to try to cement security guarantees. U.S. Congressman Doug Lamalfides unexpectedly at 65. Israel's foreign minister on historic visit to Somaliland. Nestle issues global recall of some baby formula products over toxin fears. NVIDIA unveils self-driving car tech as it seeks to power more products with AI. Trump's Venezuela raid has created chaos, and that is a risk for China. The painful questions for NATO and the EU as Trump threatens Greenland. An Indian state wants to tackle hate speech with a law. Can it work? Selfies and smiles. South Korea seeks new phase in ties with China. Cuba defiant as it braces for post-Maduro era. Which countries could be in Trump's sights after Venezuela? Long wait for justice leaves South African families in limbo. BBC looks into the relationship between Cuba and Venezuela. It seems unjust to me, views from Caracas on Maduro's seizure. Watch. What it was like in the courtroom at Maduro's hearing. Video shows Maduro's arrival in U.S. and journey into custody. Watch. I'm so happy. Venezuelans in the U.S. react to Maduro's capture. Trump on Venezuela. We are going to run the country. Explosions and smoke at La Guaira port. Watch, over 100 firefighters on the scene of Denver blaze. Sailors saved from going over the edge of a huge dam. Watch, moment 400-pound runaway prop injures Disney employee. What are Russians hoping for in 2026? Asks Steve Rosenberg. Yemen separatist leader flees, avoids Riyadh talks to tackle southern crisis. Oil falls after Trump says Venezuela will send supply to U.S. Oil prices sink 1% after Trump says Venezuela to ship crude to the U.S. Trump says Venezuela to give 30 to 50 million barrels of oil to the U.S. Trump says Venezuela to turn over 30 to 50 million barrels of oil to U.S. U.S. oil futures fall even as API inventory shows surprise draw in crude stocks. China buys more U.S. soybeans. Total purchases approach 10 million tons. Factbox, what's the status of international oil companies in Venezuela after Maduro's capture? Japan stocks lower at close of trade, Nikkei 225 down 0.99%. Crude oil slumps, shares retreat as global tensions intensify. BlueScope Steel investors seek price increase for $9 billion buyout offer. Pfizer needs more than obesity deal to drive growth post-2028, UBS says. Why is Carlsberg Jefferies top pick for 2026? Taiwan stocks higher at close of trade, Taiwan weighted up 2.57%. Infosys partners with Amazon Web Services on generative AI. Chevron, Quantum Energy seek bid for $22 billion of Lukoil assets, FT. ThyssenKrupp considers phased sale of steel unit to India's Jindal, Reuters reports. Australia stocks higher at close of trade, S&P ASX 200 up 0.15%. Australia CPI cools more than expected in NOV, but core inflation remains sticky. Japan's service sector growth slows in December, PMI shows. U.S. crude inventories drop, signaling robust demand for oil. Brazil sees bigger trade surplus in 2026 after beating own forecasts last year. Venezuela under Maduro shipped gold worth $5.2 billion to Switzerland. Services PMI dips slightly, missing forecast expectations.